On Wednesday, September 10th, when Charlie Kirk was shot, I posted a video offering him the same thoughts and prayers that he offered after every child was senselessly gunned down while at school. Within an hour, and before any condition was known on Charlie, I posted a follow-up video expressing why I felt the way I did, and even ended with, "I hope Charlie Kirk makes a full recovery and goes on to become a gun violence advocate." Since if you have watched any of the videos on my page, you would know I stand firmly on not being violent and that violence is not the way we are going to fix things in this country. Well, since I posted those two videos, my life has been completely turned upside down and I have been thrown into what I can only explain as literal hell. First, my address was leaked and then all of my family's personal information followed. My boyfriend's company, again, I said he's my boyfriend, he is not my husband, that has absolutely nothing to do with TikTok, with my TikTok account, or social media, or politics in general, has been defamed and slandered. Calls and negative reviews started pouring in by the thousands. Someone showed up to his company, entered his private office, and verbally assaulted him. My child and my family's lives have been threatened thousands of times. I have received text messages and emails saying I should be raped and murdered and that people are coming to my house, say my address, and then say they are coming to spray it with bullets. MAGA protesters have shown up to my house, driven through my private neighborhood, sent me hate mail, left notes on my boyfriend's office, and my own neighbor has offered to share my whereabouts with the internet. Yes, you heard that correctly. My neighbor has offered to share my whereabouts with the internet.